And good morning. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, broadcasting from the campus of the University of British Columbia. It is Wednesday, August the 15th, and you know what that means? That's right, it's no longer Tuesday. No Wednesday indeed. We've got a massive show coming up for you today, just packed full of good nuggets. We've got some interviews, we've got some themed sets, we're going to give away some free CDs, and if we have time, I'm going to solve the cold fusion issue around 7:35. So, let us not dally whatsoever. We're going to throw down some new sounds, and you know, everybody's talking about the new sounds. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Thank you. trying to find my code. Where is my phone? Where am I going? I called cab, head back to the last place I remember that we were dancing late, safe before all night. Yeah, well, I left. Then, girl, you're crazy. If you think it's cool, I'll show you amazing. As long as I wait.
right, and we are back here on Tweets and Tunes, and I've got some very special guests in the studio today. We have none other than Kupla. Everyone say hello.
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 Yes. From my left to your right, we have Trish.
Hi.
Hi, Trish. Andrew.
Howdy.
Billy.
Yep. Hello.
Bobby.
Hello.
And we're missing one.
We're missing Travis, yeah.
Is it true there's a rift in the band?
No.
That Travis couldn't be here with us today?
No.
A little fight going on.
No.
He wanted more of a Madonna sound.
Yeah.
You guys wanted.
So. Yeah. He wants to renew his contract.
Okay. He's at KB. He wants more synthesizer now.
Don't speak ill of Rush in this studio.
No, I'm Rush. Oh, no, you're wrong.
I just wanted to thank you guys so much for coming in today. It's been great just having the chance to get to know you a little bit better and talking back and forth on Twitter and Facebook and getting to know you guys as a band better and just seeing what's been going on with My Stand and how that's been taking off in the wide, wide world of social media, and that's been fantastic. So, you know, that would be a great place to start. So why don't I start with Billy? And talk to me. Talk to me about My Stand. I've talked about it on the show before, how you came about it. But
yes.
Maybe tell me in your own words and exactly how it came about, and we'll get into it from there.
Well, I think it came about when after Bobby had watched the trailer for the movie Bully, or The Bully Project. And I guess he was watching the trailer and was so moved by one of the stories in the trailer that he immediately started writing the music for My Stand and the lyrics, and he came about it and brought it to us probably about 2 weeks after he had written the original music to it, and we loved it right away, sent it to our management, and she loved it right away, and that's how it started anyway, and then it just snowballed from there, just went crazy from there. So
all right, so Bobby. The elder.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 9 minutes.
The matriarch. Talk to us. Talk to me about the experience when you saw Bully. What was it? What was it that resonated? Obviously, the entire film in itself is powerful, but what really spoke to you?
It was actually, it was prior to the release of Bully. It was the trailer when I wrote this song. And within the first minute of the trailer, there's this young boy's dad comes on and he starts talking about his 11-year-old boy and how he's being bullied at school and finally just couldn't take it anymore and ended his own life at 11 years old. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. It was like getting kicked in the chest. And I watched the rest of the trailer, and then I went online and I just started looking through, you know, all the anti-bullying movements that are out there and everything else, and I just knew I wanted to be a part of it. And you know, through music, it's so, you know, it's a great release to, you know, to write a song and then just kind of throw it out there and see what happens. And like Billy said, I wrote the music to it first, and I sent it off to them, and then as I kept researching and looking on websites and stuff like that, I started writing the lyrics to it, and I wrote it probably three different times for the lyrics, and all the times were, it was kind of like my perspective, what I thought of it and everything else, and then I came across this website, which is funny because I can't even find it anymore. I think the domain's like, it's gone or whatever it is, I can't even get on there anymore. It was a bunch of teenagers sent in poems about being bullied, and I was reading them, and all of them had the exact same, you know, subject matter and just how they were feeling and everything else, and it was really, really dark. And I thought to myself, you know, I want to write a song that's more positive than dark. So, and that's how it all started that way.
And seeing that trailer must have hit home with you a little more, because you're a father, you have an 11-year-old daughter,
that's
and an 8-year-old daughter,
that's
and
right.
I guess seeing someone your daughter's age, that must have...
And that's what the biggest thing was it was like, I could really relate, and like watching this boy's dad talk about him, it was just like, it was just, yeah, it moved me, it was, you know, I was pretty much in tears when I saw it the first time, the trailer the first time, and it was just... Yeah, it really, really moved me, and that's, you know, why I wanted to write a song about it.
talk to me a little bit about the response to the project. You know, the song, and like all good songs and songs that have an emotional basis like this, they become much more than the song. I remember Michael Stipe talking about Everybody Hurts, and when the AIDS epidemic really came to light, they picked up that song and ran with it, and Michael Stipe will always talk about how that song took on a life of its own just because it was no longer their song. It became the song of the movement, the situation. So talk about the life that the song has taken on, the project's taken on.
It's been great. I mean, even the Bully movie itself, I mean, the, you know, the people that run their social media and everything else has reached out to us and contacted us, they just absolutely love the song. I mean, they put the trailer of the song before we did the song. We put a little trailer, teaser trailer out there, and that's actually on their YouTube page. The trailer is still on their YouTube page. And, you know, just the feedback we've been getting from fans and people, and as you know, the video, we got fans to send in photos of themselves, and just the stories that we've heard, and just, you know, people saying, man, this song is amazing. And I think that the best compliment I've gotten for this song so far is a lady we actually just did an interview with. She runs this organization called Franny's House in the States, and it's to help underprivileged children, anti-bullying movement, all that stuff. And she said, the difference between my stand and every other anti-bullying or, you know, against bullying song is that my stand has a positive message. Mm-hmm. Rather than telling people to fight back, it's telling people to, you know, just, you know, maybe take a step back and you know, accept yourself, and then, you know, try to reach out with love rather than because two wrongs don't make a right. Lashing out at a violent situation with more violence isn't gonna help any situation. So, but I think that's the biggest thing, is that a lot of people are telling us that my stand really stands out because it's got the positive message rather than the negative message. So, yeah.
And what has the feedback been like? You know, we talked a little bit, you know, earlier about, you know, your fans, you know, before today, and you guys have a pretty big following in the southern U.S.
Yeah, we do.
Which, of course, a band from Vancouver wouldn't have a following in the southern U.S. But what has the reaction been? Because it's different than the other music that you've done before.
It's totally different.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. And so what have, you know, their response been? And then I'm sure you have the response of people that weren't fans before that are now. Mm. So talk to us a little bit about that.
It's interesting because I think a lot of people, when they first come, they hear My Stand for the first time, and they hear Koopa that way for the first time. And then they go on our website and they hear our other music. They're like, oh, this is... you know, this is quite the diversity, you know. And I think that's the cool thing about Koopla, is that we're a diverse band. And it's been pretty cool. I think even old fans have really embraced my stand, even though they're really into our, you know, rocky, you know, alternative tunes. And but everybody's embraced my stand for the simple fact of just the message that it is. And to be honest with you, I haven't heard a lot about any, you know, like new fans that have come on with My Stand and stuff. We haven't heard any, you know, like, oh, you know, I don't like any other music that you guys do. So I'm taking that as a good thing. So,
So, and Billy, talk to me a little bit about again about what you've been seeing in the feedback. And I've seen so much feedback on social media.
Yeah,
so that's where the majority of this is coming from. You know, too many people knocking on your door, but a lot of it obviously on that platform.
Definitely, yeah. Social media is a huge platform for Koopla. We pretty much almost built Koopla off of social media, and you know, the response is really good, and it's like Bobby said, it has been all positive. Some people are obviously, when they listen to it, like Bobby said, you know, our other stuff, it is a little bit different, but it comes across so positive that everybody finds it really, really uplifting. So even though it's kind of got a somber mood to it, so the response has been really great. But yeah, social media is huge for us, and you know, we're always on it, and you can always reach us on there, and especially me. I pretty much run the Twitter page, so
I noticed an appendage of his hand.
Yeah, I found it hard to believe you actually had a life outside of social media.
It's crazy, you know.
And, barely.
And it shrinks daily, right? The more followers we get, the more my life becomes this tiny little.
Individually respond to every single.
I know. Well, and but that's the thing. Like,
by the way, you missed Kate from Topeka, Kansas. She was.
I love you, Kate. I'm sorry, and I'll get you tomorrow for sure. The reason why I think social media has helped us out so much is because we're so engaging. It's easy to get followers and to have people listen to my stand or something like that through a YouTube link, but it's another thing to connect with the person personally and build a relationship. And once you build that relationship, then you know they'll follow you to the depths of the earth. And we try to make sure that you know we let our fans know that we're genuine people and we love the support and we do not take any fans for granted at all. And we make sure that they know that.
Absolutely, Andrew, sitting quietly in the corner. The token Ontarian in the group.
Yeah. Everyone needs one.
Tell us, so a year and a half now that you've been with Kupla?
Less than that, probably 8 months or so.
Oh, 8 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you lied on your resume.
Yeah.
Shh, no, CEO of Yahoo. What has it been like for you? You know, obviously coming into the band 8 months ago and then hitting this project is probably a little bit different than what you've experienced before in music.
Yeah, well, it's been a great experience for me because I haven't really, I mean, I've played in a few bands with friends here and there, but to be in like something a little more professional is really great. And I mean, working with Bill and Bob, these guys are pro. And I mean, they're pro with like social media and like getting things going and just like jamming out it's great for sure. Musically, we connect, so that's what's important to me.
Sure.
Yeah, and, it's good fun.
What are your thoughts on My Stand?
I think it's a great project. I mean, it's a really positive thing, and if somebody can listen to it and get something out of it like that, some fan can hear it and it can make their day or they'll get something out of it, that's like the purpose of music, really. So that's a really great thing in that sense, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm. Awesome. Well, saving the best for last. Mm-hmm. And, you know who runs the group. I know she's not at all the boss. Very vocal. But Trish...
I'm just gonna hide in the corner.
It's on radio. It doesn't matter where you're in the corner or not. They can still hear you mostly. So, talk to us about the project. You know your view on it. Yeah,
it's a hard topic for me to talk about. I'm a really emotional person, and I'm not gonna cry today. I promise. Maybe I will, but no. I think having a child that's 4. And not yet into that realm of school and being, I guess, faced with it as much as, say, an older child has really kind of made the song more for me in the fact that I just think that he's 4. He's already aware of it from this song because we've talked to him and he's in the video and we're preparing him now to... Number one, not be a bully. Number two, stand up for himself. And number three, stand up for other people. So I think if people can start early with their children, we can prevent it from happening, you know?
Yeah, so, and that's fantastic. You know, I think, you know, every parent's hope is that, you know, your kid grows up to be a, you know, productive member of society, at least to the point that, you know, they're there for good. You know, their talents can be used for good, not evil.
Yeah.
But specifically, if you can reach that at an early age and instill that in them, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's really key, right from the start, letting people know that that's not okay.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. That's what everybody should be doing. They should be educating parents, especially new parents, more than they should be educating the kids at an early age. I think that would really take a grasp on what's happening, mm-hmm. Because you know it obviously starts in the home. They don't learn it from other kids. They come to school and they have that mindset. So, yeah, no, I 100% agree with that.
That's not a textbook subject.
No.
At all whatsoever. No. Well, I think it's such a great medium. You know, everyone loves music. Music touches people. That's why we all get involved in it in you know, one way or another, whether you're just listening to your radio driving or you're composing, you're writing, or you're playing it. It's, you know, music moves us. Yeah. And what a great project and a great medium to be able to put it out there and have a message in a way that people are going to pick it up, that they're not going to grab a pamphlet from their local health services center about not bullying, but a way that really reaches out. So I think it's fantastic. I love the song. I love the video too. And it was, as a parent, I found it very moving as well. I've got you all here. You've got your instruments. I'm hoping, and Trish asked me if I would ask you guys to do this just impromptu.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I would, why don't you play, we played it on the radio before, but why don't we do it acoustic?
Love to.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
For those of you at home, Trish is not shaking her head.
All right.
Another day can go to school. Your looks so cold, your words so cruel. While it makes you mad, why can't you see? I'm just like you and you like me. I scream inside and no one. So nervously, all I want is to be me. What makes you mad? Why can't you see? Love's the only thing that sets you free. You owe me more than words can say. Tomorrow is another day.
Scrunch up your outlet. No one can see you, but I'm going to telegraph exactly what's going on here. That was fantastic. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in today and
very welcome
telling the story of my stand and yourselves. What do you guys got coming up?
We've got a few things coming up. I mean, we have local shows coming up and stuff like that. We've got also kind of a few things on the burners, you know, obviously through social media. You know, we've got right now we're just kind of talking with some people that actually threw out the idea of us, you know, playing this song for middle school and high school students, like going to actual schools and playing it, which is like totally blew our minds. But so we're kind of looking into that right now and seeing, you know, because we would love to do something like that. I mean, what better, you know, way to really bring it out to the forefront than to do that and bring it like right into the schools, which would be really cool.
Absolutely.
So Yeah, we just got that and a few things that we can't really talk about right now, but people will probably see
what's coming. We have to hunt all four listeners down and kill them.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, so we've got a few things kind of on the hush-hush right now, but I'm sure everyone will find out in the next month or so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so your next show, public appearance, where are you guys playing?
September 15th at the Princeton Pub.
Our
old stomping grounds.
I have been there.
Yeah, yes. Probably our first 10 shows we played there. That was pretty much where we started it. So, yeah.
Maybe about 4 months ago, I used their ATM. Pretty much a legend in that.
It's actually not too bad. It's a comfy place. So
I felt comfortable to use the ATM and the washroom.
September 15th. That's it for right now, but we usually once or twice a month we'll be playing in town. So
I'll look forward to that show on the 15th of September at the Princeton Pub.
Yes.
And we can find you on Twitter at Cupla1, that's CUPLA1, and on Facebook.
Facebook is facebook.com/ a Cupla Band.
A Cupla Band, fantastic. Yes. So again, thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure having you all in here.
Well, thanks for
really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Yes, thank you.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We are back. Thanks again to Billy, Bobby, Trisha, and Andrew for stopping by and talking about their project, My Stand. And again, you can find them on Twitter at Cupla1, C-U-P-L-A-1. And go check out the My Stand video on YouTube. Great project again, and a great band. Thank those guys for coming in. All right, back to more exciting things on the internet. But before we get there, we had a lot of songs. Good heavens, we're 35 minutes already into the show. We kicked off the show today. You heard Go by Santigold featuring Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Then we had Gabriel Savage from the album The War Within and his new single, Take Time, followed up by The Green Tree, or Green Tree, and their album When They Were Good, and their song The Night. And to the next person that phones in, 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487, or gets us at Tweets and Tunes. We've got a copy of Green Tree, Back When They Were Good, to give away. So give us a call in. And then, of course, we heard Cupla here live in the studio, and followed that up with We Need Surgery from their album We Need Surgery and their song Stranger. So trolling through the internet the other day, the internet, by the way, you can find that on computer now, came across a website called greencouchsessions.ca, and that is put together by Green Couch Productions, a production company here in Vancouver. And if you love good music with a focus on local music, especially of the Vancouver variety, I encourage you to go to this website. It's absolutely fantastic. What they've done is they found an old green couch. And now what they do is they bring bands in. They have this green couch placed through different venues in Vancouver. And they record live acoustic videos of local bands and a couple of international bands that happen to troll through town, right on the couch, live in Vancouver. Some incredible music, incredible bands, and great footage. The production company is top-notch. So, again, you can go see them on the web at greencouchsessions.ca. And this next set, we're going to play three songs from artists featured on that website, and we're going to start it all off with Library Voices.
Asleep just enough to soothe my aches. distance between Vancouver and Buenos Aires, 11,000 kilometers. From August 31st to September 9, the Vancouver Latin American Film Festival will bring Buenos Aires right at home. www.vlaff.org.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
We are back, and we started that session off with a moment of silence for all of those around the world who don't have the internet, and then followed that up with Library Voices from their album Summer of Lust. And then we listened to Humans from their album Traps and their song Deceal, and finished that off with Adrian Glynn from the album Bruise and the song Blue Bell Lament. And all three of those artists can be found online at the Green Couch Sessions. And as I had mentioned, that website showcases bands from all over BC, with a specific focus on bands from the Lower Mainland. And speaking of bands from the Lower Mainland, I had the great pleasure on Friday night to head down to Joe's apartment on Granville, which, let me tell you, looks absolutely nothing like an apartment. It's actually a club. Because Sweetheart, local Vancouver band, had their CD release party for their new album, XOXOX. And they played a few songs from their new album, Great Sound. And actually, next week, if memory serves, I believe we'll have lead singer Marty from Sweetheart in studio with us live at the crack of dawn, talking a little bit about the new EP as well as playing a few songs for us. And we'll just talk about the local Vancouver music scene in general. So, as a tribute, and we seem to be having a theme morning, we're going to play three tracks from the new Sweetheart album XOXOX, starting off with London Girl.
This was easy, you know. Always watching your TV shows. I don't want to be your cliche boyfriend. Always watching your TV shows. To your beat, all right.
let's go party. I don't want to miss anything. You look so good. I want to kiss everything. Don't you remember the last time that we hung out? The floor of the bathroom. Your skin was so cold, but I passed out. Upstairs, your room, we made our great escape. Out of the spotlight, away from my friends I hate. You look so good, I don't want to miss anything. As I tear off your shirt and then I want to kiss everything. Into the darkness, away from my friends I fucking hate. You smell so good, I don't wanna miss anything. As I tear off your shirt and as I tear off your skin.
Sweetheart Band on CITR. That was a three-pack. Half a three-pack, because it's not Friday yet. You can't have a six-pack. Started off with London Girl, then David Bowie Is Dead, and finished that off with Name and Numbers, three songs from their new EP, XOXOX. And let's give away one of their CDs. By the way, the Green Tree Band CD went to Amy and Kitsilano. Thank you, Amy, for phoning in. And to the next caller at 604-822-2487, we have a copy of Sweethearts XOXOX for you, wrapped in pristine cellophane. So, this day in music, always like to look back, and as I've been doing this, I find it's fairly impossible not to find some reference to the Beatles when you look back at this day in music. Apparently they did a bunch of stuff. But in 1965, they set a new world record for the largest attendance at a pop concert when they played Shea Stadium in front of a whopping 55,600 people. Now, what's neat is three of those audience members stood out, as it was Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Bob Dylan were all part of the crowd watching the Beatles perform in Shea Stadium. And it was this day in 2000 that David Bowie and his wife, Iman, celebrated the birth of their first child, a baby girl that they named, "My mother is hot, and the only reason she's with my dad is because he is a rich and famous rock star." And she would be 12 today, so happy birthday to her. I'm sure she's listening. Beatles were playing a very large crowd at this day in 1965. I was at a slightly smaller venue last week, the Railway Club, just off of lovely Seymour and Dunsmuir in downtown Vancouver. And the Railway Club, you can always go and find some fantastic bands playing there almost every night of the week. You can go find their website, railwayclub.com. And coming up, I'm going to play a three-pack, another themed three-pack. Three bands that I saw at the Railway Club this past week. And we're going to kick it off with The Gentle Infidels from their album Insolence and Indolence. The song Blackguard, great band who will only be performing four more times as one of their members is moving to Cranbrook because his wife bought a bookstore. Probably the number three reason why bands break up, because one of the members' wives buys a bookstore and they have to move away. But great musicians, incredibly tight when they play together. And they've got a cellist. Every band needs a cellist. That's Christine Jeppa on cello. And right now, we are going to listen to the famous, well, soon to be famous after we play them here on this show, The Gentle Infidels.
Knock me down with a feather, I'm fettered, I'm tethered, I'm tied. I'm a slave to the ways I behave and the vices I've tried. To turn my back upon my blackguard ways just to find my mind, I'm justified, 'cause I know it's a turn for the worst you rehearse when you do as you're told. Is it better to fall down together or stand up alone? And keep the fire burning bright despite this swiftly rising price to be paid. If I'll ever summon the courage required to kick out the walls and just to laugh when the roof hits my head and dance upon the rubble of the trouble in my life with my heart and my go, but I don't say hello.
light to comfort you. On the ground, I've never been so seasick, I know. Jumping through the hoops of camouflage, I draw myself as the antagonist, I know. Yeah, I know. Is the heart of the glue, men and the words that make no sense, I know. Try to drag the body overhead, a hungry vulture circling patiently, I know. Yeah, I know. To conclusions, the rocks will overprove your innocence, yes. And I know the insecurity imposed upon us in less detail, I know. Yeah, I know.
Is your independent East Vancouver theater playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays.
Be at the Rio August 17th for Dead On Film, the zombie short film competition where 10 zombie shorts will be shown, but only one will survive. Tickets are $10, doors at 9 p.m., This month at the Rio, your Friday late-night movies are Wet Hot American Summer on August 10th, Dumb and Dumber on August 24th, and Dirty Dancing on August 31st. Other attractions at the Rio for August include the world's largest touring circus sideshow, Hell's a Poppin', a sideshow review on August 19th. Extra Vancouver and the Friends of Dorothy series presents a special screening of Mean Girls on August 22nd. And don't miss Dungeons & Dragons, a live comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers as they quest for glory and snacks on August 29th.
For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Yes, Dirty Dancing, coming up at the Rio Theater. And let me tell you one thing this morning, my friends. Nobody, I mean nobody, puts Baby in the corner. Okay, so we just listened to my Railway Club set. Three bands that I saw at the Railway Club over the last week. Started off with the Gentle Infidels, and for all you Zeppelin fans over there, including the last caller, yes, definitely a Zeppelinish sound to that song Blackguard. As a matter of fact, if you head on to our YouTube channel, that's Tweets and Tunes on YouTube, you can see a live performance of the Gentle Infidels doing Kashmir by Zeppelin. So check it out. Pretty neat. And what set wouldn't be complete without a cello and the Gentle Infidels and a kazoo? Yes, that's right. You heard Tyrannohorse from their album Garbage Bears and Rumble Tumble featuring the kazoo. Tyrannohorse was at the Railway last week, and last Friday night they featured Luster Cream. That's right, LA's own, and by LA I mean Lethbridge, Alberta. Luster Cream and their song Finger Exercises from their album Luster Cream. Working his way into the studio, he was here but now he's gone. DJ Jack Velvet will be on shortly. But we've got a couple more songs to fit in before then, and a couple birthdays to celebrate. Well, one birthday had they still been alive. 100 today would have been Julia Childs. For all of those out there listening that eat and like food, you'll love Julia Childs. And a birthday favorite of mine this week, Lego turned 80. Everyone in the world loves Lego, with the exception of the time that you're walking barefoot through the house and manage to step on the corner of one of those jagged, indestructible bricks. But small price to pay for such a wonderful toy. I think we're going to continue now with people that I know and play their music. A lovely lady from here in Vancouver named Olivia Mendel plays with Shane Coiscan and Short Story Long and does a lot of wonderful spoken word. And on this lovely song, you're going to hear Olivia on backup, and this is called Weather Report.
Winter's coming on strong.
Most cases, you could hold up a dress and a sweater, then ask us which one is better. We will always say, naked.
Winter's coming on strong.
Storm warning gave me cause to be concerned about your safety. I still find it funny how when I love you can be reduced to a weather report. I sort through the memories of that day and I'm comforted by the fact that you used to say affection is in the details. So I said, wear that toque, that one that doesn't fit you quite right, that one that makes you look like beauty is something you can put aside for a moment that lasts just long enough it lets you handcuff your makeup to the bathroom mirror, let you leave your eyeshadow behind, let you find your way back to me, because today I need you quicker than lipstick will allow. I need you like this second is going to run out any minute, and it's already starting to feel like half past now. Wear your mittens, I said.
The ones you thought were red, even though they were actually orange. It's just that you were colorblind, and I didn't have the heart to remind you, because they were your favorite. That on most days you looked like a patchwork quilt, guilt-free and warm. You looked like an authority on all things lovely, and I've always had a thing for a girl in uniform. That winter you left me snowblind, trying to find enough details that would let you know that even though some people have perfect sight, those same people could try to paint you by numbers and they still wouldn't get you right. You were Monet number 2 and Van Gogh number 6, a mixtape of Hendrix and a Leibovitz portrait. It makes no sense to me that we were ever together, that my makeshift weather reports were the closest I ever came to telling you how I felt. But you were a lover of the minuscule. You dealt best with details, weighing our relationship on scales. You balanced us out and always made me feel needed. You always asked me what to wear, and I would stare at you as if for a second I wouldn't answer. Of course I always did, hid my affections in my response, where that smile I said, that one you wear when you see me, that one you wear to bed.
Was Weather Report by Shane Kozakan and Short Story Long. Well, it's that time of the Wednesday again where we are wrapping up until this time next week. You can find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes or on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. You know, in this day of disparity or glut, either or, velvet's something that's pretty easy to come by. You can just look around anywhere. You can find black velvet. You can find blue velvet. You can even find a velvet Elvis almost anywhere. But as there is only one place that you can find DJ Jack Velvet, and that's here in the suburban jungle coming up next. So before we flip it over to him, we are going to leave you off with one more song today and play a little bit of Brastronaut. And until next Wednesday, stay classy, Vancouver.
Feed you from my hand, help you with your plan.
Jump a duck, a dive.